Hello, my name is Spence Robertson, host of An Advent Observed, speaking to you from the Blue Ridge Mountains in Boone, North Carolina. This week, we continue in hearing from seven devotional speakers as they share their faith perspective on the theme of love. Today, we hear from Tyler Ruddy.
Peace, love, and blessings are yours, friends, from the author and finisher of our faith, now and forever. Amen. I'll never forget the first time I watched the ball drop on New Year's Eve. I was in seventh grade at the time. It was an unforgiving, cold, chilly night that evening. I remember being on a FaceTime call with some friends from school at the time and sitting there in the living room of my house whilst kind sort of whispering so as not wake the rest of the family, who had folded in the towel early that night, but apparently was also not quiet enough, as I was made abundantly aware the following morning. It was, in all honesty, a pretty long day, despite being on break, which perhaps sounds a bit redundant and hypocritical to say, but it was draining in the sense that I just sort of sat around the house all day with seemingly not much to do. It was one of those days when doing nothing felt like an incredibly efficient way of draining the life and energy out of me rather than we might otherwise know it as being, an escape of sorts. It felt tiring, and seeing as I was determined to not miss the moment that the clock struck 12 that night, I decided to, and I'm using air quotes here, reward myself with a hard-earned nap that put me in what felt like a nearly three-hour-long coma of sorts. And by the time I got settled in later that evening and I turned the TV on to the Countdown to New Year's Eve 2016 special as the night drew on, and my family all, one by one, eventually made their way to bed, I remember being excited for tomorrow, which was seemingly only a few hours away at that point. I think, in hindsight, I was almost under the impression that somehow tomorrow would be this life-altering, transformative experience that would forever change my life, rather than what's become to many of us. That, of course, being just another day. But in that moment, I felt like a new life of sorts was on the horizon. Well, at least I did, until a person on the call, who we'll call Jake for convenience's sake, reminded me and everyone else virtually present that we'd all just done a full circle around the sun together. And while that may sound like a pretty innocent thought to say aloud on the surface, it is, in a deeper sense, an absolutely terrifying thought. To think that I'd cried and laughed and studied and played and worked with the very people in my midst for an entire year, even if they were all, at that moment in time, crammed into the screen of my iPhone, was insane to seventh grade me. And it would only be one more year before all of that would cease to happen anymore. That we'd all be graduating and go on our separate ways with new schools and stories, all of which wouldn't be in the company of one another anymore. And if that was the case, then really, what was the point? Right? I mean, where's the fun in growing and getting older? After all, I think if we all had our way, we'd all really just wish to stay young and carefree forever, right? Well, I, for one, can certainly say that I cherished each and every single one of these people, and I still do today, in case that wasn't already obvious. You see, I'd come to value the time that I spent with each of them, even the unflattering times or maybe the times I wished I could forget about for convenience's sake. Like that one time another person who was also on the call that night smashed a cupcake in my face after I was teasing her perhaps a bit too much to their liking. Or that one time all of us collectively came up with a game where we'd take a sip of water from our water bottles every time our teacher said, as a result, during any classroom lesson for an entire week. My bladder took a real beating that week. But look, without getting too far off track, I guess what I'm trying to say is that I, in more ways than one, came to know and cherish each one of these beautiful souls. There was almost sort of a camaraderie that made it feel different from any other friendships I might have had at that moment in my life. Dare I say, I loved them, even. And it was in that moment, on that freezing December night, that I realized something. Something that perhaps took a bit longer for me to realize. That love takes on many forms. And it gives us the courage to do some of the craziest things in our lives. And it's at this time of year that we all come to celebrate a love like no other. With this love being in the form of a weary child in a manger. Now, as a little kid growing up who really didn't fully understand the nativity story, I always found it a tad weird that we give so much emphasis to baby Jesus and this affection that gradually dies down as we move on in the church calendar into a very different definition of love. A great example of this would be the phrase that I always heard growing up, even to this day, of Jesus being this person that's so madly in love with you and I. Personally, I felt it to be a tad off-putting, in all honesty. It felt brazen, scandalous, and, to be frank, perhaps a bit too real a love for my liking. But in the holiday season, it's the emphasis of us showing that same affection to Jesus, and subsequently the world, instead. But something I've come to learn throughout the holiday season is that the birth of Jesus is in itself a gift, a miracle, even. Because to say we merely just celebrate a birthday wouldn't be doing the whole point of this season any justice. And I think you and I both know that a selfless and humble figure such as Jesus doesn't need a birthday cake, or streamers, or Amazon gift cards, or candles like the rest of us on our birthdays. No. Instead, this is a time for us to realize that God, the person who we sometimes feel is so far away from us and our crises, has actually been here the whole time. And dare I say, is, yes, madly in love with us. So much so that he sent himself down to us in the form of Jesus to remind us just how close he really is. And Jesus himself reminds us what really is important to us. What love should look like. It looks like taking in the outsider, of breaking bread with our neighbors, of showing compassion to those who couldn't care less about us or our well-being. That is the kind of radical love that we are called to show, especially this holiday season. Friends, if there's one thing I hope to take away from this magical time of the year is that we show the love to others that Jesus has also shown time and time again to us. And it's also much more about where our hearts are in all of it as well. It's far easier to give and show love without much thought or feeling, but infinitely harder to do so with both on our minds as we do so. There's this great quote from Mother Teresa that seems fitting to end on. It's not about how much we give, but about how much love we put into giving. May this holiday season be full of love and giving to you all, friends. Amen.
You have been listening to An Advent Observed. Tune in tomorrow as we continue on the theme of love. Until then, God be with you.